bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window and what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today and it looks as though they're here to stay. No room for me, no fun for you. I think about the world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written in awe by the puzzled man who questioned what we came here for. All the strangers came today. Looks as though they're here to stay.
Never doesn't work. Works every time, however you want to put it. It's Elvis Costello and the Attractions. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Honey Dogs and Chastity Brown did their cover of Oh, You Pretty Things, and Michael Franti and Spearhead with Hey World here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up after the break, going to be chatting with Megaran about his new Library John series on Instagram. We'll find out what a John is for those of us who do not live in Philadelphia, never been in Philadelphia. We'll hear from Saul Paul, Andre Day, more. You should stick around. All right, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined via Zoom by Megaran. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's great to have you here. I think second time we've had you on the show, if I remember right.
Yes.
Something like that. Good to have you back. And we're here to have you talk about a new project you are doing, I think, through the end of the year in connection with Great Kids Books. Do you want to tell folks sort of what that's about?
Yeah, I made this song for the album Buddy's Magic Remixes called The Library John. And through that song, it's just talking about how much I love the library. It just brought me back to all these cool, great feelings I had about the library when I was young. And it's got my kid into wanting to go to the library, like, weekly. So we make sure to make library dates and hang out. And so as we pick up new books, I'm thinking, man, I want to try to do my best to spotlight books that I find interesting for different reasons. So now if we grab a couple books, I'm always like thinking, oh, I need to share this one. Like, this is a story. It's a thing that everybody can kind of relate to, particularly like if I see something from like women or people of color or just like a really unique perspective. It's just been really awesome to kind of open my eyes to the world of children's books. And so, I just wanted to share the knowledge and share the wealth through.
Yeah, and how are you sharing that on Instagram, or is that where people can find it?
Yeah, I've been posting on Instagram. I do one daily. Usually when I pick up a book, make sure I read through it. I enjoy it make sure Buddy enjoys it. And then if we can find some really cool through line to connect it to either our lives or something I think that people will find interesting, I make sure that I can spotlight it. So yeah, they're on my Instagram, which is @mega_ran. And it's all tying in with the song we made called The Library John.
Yeah, and so it's The Library John, JAWN. For those of us, the listeners not from Philadelphia, what's a John? What does that mean?
Oh, man, this is a very difficult thing to explain to people who are not in Philly. quite simply, it's a person, place, or a thing. It could be anything. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could be a book. It could be literally anything. And because of the context and that the fact that John has been part of the Philly lexicon forever, you don't need any sort of context. People will completely understand. I'll be like, pass me that John, and they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You see the John over there? You know what John I'm talking about, right? And they will know. It's just there. So this is the first time I got to utilize that, you know, that slang that I've been literally using my whole life in a song title. So I thought this was the perfect time to.
Absolutely. And it's a great thing. You know, so much of this is getting a little bit off topic, but so much language has been homogenized as it's become sort of nationalized. It's so great that they're like in Minnesota, where I live now and where I grew up, it's not duck, duck, goose. It's duck, duck, gray duck. It's not exactly the same thing. But to have words like John or Yins in Pittsburgh, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention that to a Philly guy. it's great that stuff sort of persists, right? So, and speaking of the sort of your background and growing up, you were a teacher for a bunch of years. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you think of this Library John project tying in to helping kids sort of advance, given your teaching history?
Absolutely. I taught middle school. What I taught was, they called it RELA, Reading English Language Arts. So we did a ton of reading, a ton of comprehension, ton of library visits. So I think it really comes back to that. Like, I remember the book fair days, you know, Scholastic book fairs, and picking books out and being so excited about that. And then to do that with the kids as well and get them really stoked for book day and being able to go into the library, pick up really, really cool new books. And they're getting them excited about reading. And I think today I just noticed that there's so much more diversity in the books that are being created, you know, and it's like, it's blowing me away to be able to look at these books and see, oh my God, there's a kid who looks like Buddy. There's a book about hairstyles, you know, and things like that. And so there's just so much education happening at the smallest level. Like, you just don't even realize it. And so, I just was like, it's totally taken me back. And, you know, I say I quit education, like I don't do teaching anymore, but I have a lot of friends who tell me, oh, you never left education.
No, you didn't really quit. You sort of shifted. Yeah. Even and you know, I just saw you at a non-kid show up in Minneapolis, and even there, you're still teaching, man. You are.
Yeah, thank you. It never leaves me, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of sort of the changes in children's books, it's also happened in children's music. I mean, and you're part of it for sure, but just, you know, I've been doing the show here for 19 years, and I don't want to suggest that there haven't been people of color and people from diverse backgrounds doing kids' music historically, but it is really coming in to the fore, and it's great, and it's so exciting, and I'm so glad that you're part of it.
I mean, it's awesome to be a part of it, man. It's a beautiful scene. I've just been making music in it for 2-3 years, and I've just met so many amazing musicians, just beautiful souls, just great people, and I'm like, I can't believe I've been missing out on this, you know?
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And new Mega Ran album for kids coming maybe next year?
2025. I am working on it. I'm working hard. Actually, before we even got on, I was putting some things together in the studio, humming some melodies and getting some ideas together. So it is coming. I know it'll be next year for sure.
Excellent. Well, it's Mega Ran. You can find him on Instagram at @Mega_Ran. You can follow the Library John videos there. I'm going to try and sneak that into conversation from time to time. I don't know if it's going to work out, but I'll keep everybody updated. And let's hear the Mega Ran song, Library John, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Raheem, it's great to see you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Likewise, buddy. Bye.
I can go deep underground, I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. Sometimes I wanna read, sometimes I want peace. There's one place I can go to get a little bit of each. When I step through them doors, I see your world so vast. A place where the future can blend with the past. And if you can't find me, you ain't gotta ask. I'm at the library and I'm having a blast. I see shelves so tall and subjects of all kinds. And it's the perfect place for curious minds.
Yeah, I can
go
deep underground, I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
You can gather for story time, watch children's eyes gleam, and worlds filled with wonder, imaginations beam. With puppets and pictures, watch tales come alive. A joy for the young ones, spirits get revived. Attend a discussion, a lecture or a class, where ideas exchange and new thoughts amassed. You can volunteer your hours, get back in your own way. Strengthen your community and brighten someone's day.
Underground, I can fly through the sky. Ain't no limit to the things you can try when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
And if you're on a quest for enlightenment, the journey starts here. So it's beauty from the front to the rear when you're chilling at the
L-I-B-R-A-R-Y. The L-I-B-R-A-R-Y.
For artists and dreamers, the library calls. Resources abundant within its halls. Sketchbooks and stories, the seeds for your art. While inspiration is endless, so ignite your heart. Music and movies on discs for you to loan. A universe of culture to take back to your home. Enjoy the symphonies or dance to the beat. Or if you're in Phoenix, escape from the heat at the library. Ha ha, at the library.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, my Lord, Martin Luther King. Martin's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Mrs. Rosa Parks, Mrs. Rosa Parks, my Lord, Mrs. Rosa Parks, Rosa's talking about freedom. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, my Lord, everywhere I go, somebody's talking about freedom. Somebody's talking about freedom. Somebody's talking about freedom.
You should seize it, you should take it. Can you see it, can you taste?
Destiny.
Hard work and a planner, that's a recipe for success that'll launch you where them blessings be. The road to riches though, that's where them testers be. But I'm focused, that you're not stressing me. A lot of pride, plus a lot of confidence. And my job is to see what is not obvious. It's a pioneer, an entrepreneur. So I'ma work it out till it's smoother than velour, for sure. See, I'ma make it to the finish line. I got my second win, and now it's finish time. It's like spinach time, and I am Popeye. Stop short? No, not I.
Rise, rise, and open your eyes.
You got nothing to lose, but to make you daily play like you got nothing to choose. You got nothing to lose, but to make you daily play like you got nothing to choose. Now, put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters, say holla, see you later. Put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters, say holla, see you later.
Rise, rise, and open your eyes.
Broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move. And I'll rise up. the silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't take, bring it to its feet. That we have each other.
There's an amazing version of that from Andra Day at Studio 1A at KUTX, recorded right after the Orlando Pulse incident a number of years ago now. That's the album version. It's Rise Up from Andra Day. Saul Paul recorded in Studio 1A his amazing song, Rise. Heard Ella Jenkins, Somebody's Talking About Freedom. Mega Ran did Library John, and of course, our chat with Mega Ran. So great to talk to him. Recorded that back on, I guess it must have been November 6th. It was a pretty cloudy day for me, and it was lovely to have a bit of sunlight in the middle of the day in the form of a conversation with Raheem, a.k.a. Mega Ran. Friends, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks for hanging out. It's Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. You can find old shows at sparetherock.com or kutx.org. Click on listen there to hear most recent stuff, and you can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. Kids, as always, talk to an adult, trust an adult before going online. We're going to end this week with They Might Be Giants. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
This is when
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.